This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for your letters. First, some complaints about our profile of the man who says he leaked classified documents about government surveillance. In our profile of Edward Snowden, we heard from Joyce Kinsey, one of his neighbors when he lived in Ellicott City, Maryland. She recalled Snowden as not being a very social person.
When you would walk by him and you would say hi, he would never look you in the eyes. Hi, but he'd be looking down.
Well, a few of you took issue with us for airing that comment. Corey Lashley of Olympia, Washington writes, "Really? Maybe he was angry at this neighbor for putting her recycling in the garbage. Or maybe his thoughts, not surprisingly, were elsewhere. When I saw his taped interview, he was very articulate and looking directly at his interviewer. Did Snowden's neighbor's remark need to be in the story, or was it leading the listener to make assumptions about his character based on one random neighbor's offhand observations?"
Georgia Taylor of Morgantown, West Virginia, agrees. She writes, "It was leading and derogatory and made him appear mentally disturbed, a mass shooter, perhaps. That quote was a cheap shot."
Finally, during Monday's All Tech Considered segment, we told you about the announcement of Apple's new iTunes Radio. It joins the ranks of other streaming services, such as Pandora and Spotify, but did not seem to impress industry analysts. Well, Trey Poor of Arlington, Virginia, says we missed the chance to report on something else that was revealed at this year's Worldwide Developers Conference, Apple's new operating system for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch.
He writes this, "The underwhelming features of iTunes Radio may have disappointed Wall Street analysts. However, upcoming significant changes to the software that hundreds of millions of people use to interact with their very personal devices represents a much more important story to me."
Thanks so much for your emails. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us.